crying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我们的节目呢，前两天我在我们的公众号留言里面看到有朋友说，能不能教教我们怎么用英语来形容一个人的长相？哎，后来我发现，真的，我们做了这么几百期的节目，还没特地说过这个长相，所以今天我和 Adam 就要跟大家来讲一下这个话题。
That's right. So today we are talking about a person's appearances or a person's looks.
嗯，对。好，那既然说到长相，其实，大家是一定要边听边看，因为我们会说到什么，比如脸型。国字脸啦，瓜子脸啦，这个东西，你这今天你看我们推送里的图一目了然，而且印象深刻啊！大家可以到微信公众号里面去寻找"开言英语"，开放的开，语言的言，输入长相来拿到今天节目的文字版，然后包括它的配图。OK， 那 Adam 前面你已经说了长相，英语里面就是要么叫 appearances。Or physical appearances.
Yeah, you can also say physical appearances.
Physical 就是你就是长在身上的，对吧？然后 looks 最简单了。
Right, looks is just much better.
Looks, 但这里大家要注意，你后面一定要加 s， 是吧？
That's right. Yeah, you wouldn't say a person. Well, you could say a person's look, but that means more like style.
穿衣服啊什么的。如果真的说 what your parents.Gave you, that's your looks. 好 good looking, bad looking, 这样的啊。OK, 那其实我们今天说的这个长相更多的是脸上的五官，然后五官英语的说法，这里面不会出现 five, 不会出现五这个数字。
Right. So if we're talking about a face, then we're probably saying facial features.
Features. Feature 就是特征，对吧？
Right. I'd say the most important thing here, though, guys, it's not face features.
这里我们要用形容词 facial.
Facial, right.
一个人的 facial features. 那比如看相，你知道我们中国文化里面有看相吗？看手相或者你的面相，这个英语有对应的说法吗？
Is it like fortune telling kind of?
对对对，就看手相不是叫 palm reading 对吧？手掌。
Right.
那看脸的长相 ，can you say like face reading?
Sure.
Face reading. 哦，前面你说 fortune telling, fortune telling 就是基本上算命那个是吧？So fortune telling based on your facial features, I guess.
好 wow, okay.
那我们就看相就不说了，我们还是说说一个人他 objectively 客观的长相好了，先从脸型开始说好不好？
OK，
那脸型英语可以讲 face shape or facial shape?
Well, I'd probably say facial, yeah.
Facial shape, or the shape of your face, 对不对？
Shape of a face.
好，那我是觉得啦，形容这个脸型的时候，我们中文里面有很多和中文字，还有我们文化里面，就是 the reference points are very, you know, context heavy. 比如什么国字脸，外国人他又不懂国这个字，所以像国字脸这种脸型，英语可以怎么表达呀？
Can we just say square face? Is that all right?
对，我觉得这是最最贴切的，因为国字脸就是比较方的嘛，很有棱有角。So you guys just call it a square face?
Square face, yeah.
Square 是正方形哈。当然，我们说的不是说这个人的脸真的正方形 ，because it's kind of rectangular, 是长方。
Right.
But they just have this very, I guess, very strong jawlines or very.Kind of flat, 对不对？
Right.
Square face. 我们今天这个配图找的好莱坞女明星是 Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. She's got a bit of a square face going on.
对，但我觉得其实我们说的国字脸就更方一点， maybe even more square than her.
Oh, okay.
反正就我觉得另外一个词我前面说到的也大家可以记起来，就是 your jawline, 对吧？ jaw 就是你的这个腮帮子，然后你的 jawline 就是你这个腮帮子这个线条。If it's very, I guess you say straight or strong?
Strong jaw.
Strong jawline. 这好，国字脸。那诶，我们觉得美女，很多美女啊，是有一个瓜子脸。外国人也不吃瓜子，所以你们也不会说什么 melon seed face.
We wouldn't know that what that was, but if you showed us, you know, a melon seed, we'd probably say, hey, that looks like an oval.
Oval 是椭圆，对吧？
嗯。
那我觉得瓜子脸要，就是它的下巴的 chin, very, 尖怎么说啊? Thin or like pointy kind of?
Very pointy, pointy chin.
对，就是 maybe like an almond shaped or 对吧，像杏仁那样的。
Okay.
好，或者 more general, just an oval shaped face.
Right.
椭圆形的脸啊。好，那圆脸呢？
Well, they're being to say round face there. That's easy.
对，这个还是相通的啊。哎，那比如娃娃脸呢？
Like Barbie?
Barbie, 我觉得他那个娃娃就是更像 like American girl 那种 doll deal.
Balls?
对对对，就是很可爱 baby face.
Baby face?
是吧，就是说一个人他可能年纪比较大了，但他还是个娃娃脸，看起来很年轻。
Okay. All right, baby face.
Baby face, 对。就 well, I guess this is a combination of your facial shape and your features, 对吧，是脸型和五官的结合啊。我觉得像大家看 Reese Witherspoon 啊，然后这样的脸，她的脸我觉得也没有那么国字，因为她的下巴是比较尖的，这种脸型你们会叫做
I guess we could say heart-shaped face.
Heart-shaped, yeah, it kind of does look like a heart. Heart-shaped, 对。那像 Rihanna, 她的这种脸型。
Well, her face can also be described by one of her big hits, right?
Shine bright
like a diamond. Yeah, it just kind of looks like a diamond.
Diamond-shaped.
对，
那你听过有一种叫马脸吗？我们中文 It's not very nice. Like, 就是你说一个人的脸很长，你们会说 a horse face?
Well, we also say horse face, but I don't think it necessarily is because, I guess maybe it could be long. It just means not a very nice looking face.
但如果你们说，就我们中文说的马脸，一般就说一个人脸很长。英语里面 you simply say...
Her face is long.
就脸比较长啊。好，最后要问你的一个，我觉得也不是脸型，更多的也是五官什么，就是现在不是有很多网红脸吗？
Oh, yeah.
这个我们不能叫什么, you know, internet sensation face.
Yeah, let's not do that, because this just looks like, I don't know, fake plastic surgery face.
Fake, 就是很假是吧?
It really does.
就是有很多整容你前面说的是?
Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery, 啊。英语里面如果说一个人他整容整了很多什么的就可以说they've got a lot of work done, 对不对?
Work done, right.
A lot of work done. Okay, 说完脸型以后那我们具体来说说五官 facial features. 那其实很多外国人很颠覆他们三观的一件事就是他们不知道有单眼皮的存在。
okay. So now we're talking eyelids, right?
See, 眼皮就是 eyelids 啊。
Lid, right? Like a coffee lid.
对，我们上次做节目说那个咖啡杯盖 coffee lid, but these are your eyelids.
Eyelids.
So is it true that a lot of you guys just... 对，因为西方人嘛，通常都是双眼皮，所以你跟很多西方人说单眼皮，什么 single eyelids, 他们就会，什么意思? What are you talking about?
I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
你来中国前你完全不知道什么是单眼皮。
Right, exactly.
所以单眼皮的英语我刚刚已经说了叫做
A single eyelid.
Single eyelid. 你知道我第一个儿子出生以后当然我看他四肢什么都健全啊。 我问我先生的第二句话就是他是单眼皮还是双眼皮。
You're obsessed.
对，因为好像就是我们中国人的审美还觉得双眼皮要漂亮一点啊，但是其实单眼皮也很漂亮，在某些脸型上面啊。好，那既然单眼皮是 single eyelids, 那双眼皮就是
double eyelids。
Double eyelids. 好，那还有一种 Adam, 我要再挑战一下你的三观。我们还有一种叫内双。这个你知道吗？
No idea.
或者也有人说假双眼皮。那这个内双，双就是形容 we're talking about double eyelids, but、
okay.
they're kind of hidden, like inside.
Oh.
这个英语可以怎么形容呢？ I know you guys don't even have this, but just try. Try to describe
try. So it's, could we say inside double eyelid?
应该可以啊。Inside, 因为是藏在里面的，对吧？内双 inside double eyelids. 我觉得还也可以说 like hidden or invisible double eyelids.
Okay, all right. I still, okay, I can live with that.
好。Okay, so after eyes, let's move to nose.
Oh, no.
你为什么说 no 啊?
Just because since I've been in China, my nose has been it's been the center of attention, let's put it that way.
你说你到中国以后你的鼻子是大家关注的焦点。
Yes, they just love it. They love telling me how big it is.
不是不是，你说 big, 你鼻子一点都不大，我们是觉得你的鼻梁，你的这种鼻梁是属于很高的。
Well, so that's the thing. I've heard everything. It's big, it's tall, it's, like I say, it's really the center of attention a lot of the time.
那究竟应该怎么形容一个人的鼻梁高呢?
Yeah, tall nose, that's fine. I guess it's just...
可以这样说啊, tall nose.
Tall nose.
好吧，这个也很颠覆我的三观。In any case, 就是反正 a tall nose, 高鼻梁绝对不是 a big nose, 对不对?
Right, like a big, when I think about a big nose, I think about like a wide kind of, even flat nose could be pretty big.
对, wide and flat, 就是我们说的鼻子很大或者鼻梁很塌,是吧? Wide and flat, 塌鼻梁,对对对。这里我又想到了那个整容。因为如果你去垫鼻梁整鼻子的话，这个时候英语一个说法特别有意思，叫做
Yeah, we call this a nose job.
就像我们前面说 had a lot of work done on her face. 所以具体整什么部位的时候，就可以说一个人 had a 什么部位后面加一个 job, 对不对？
Right.
如开双眼皮 eye job.
You could say an eye job.
Eye job, 对对对。好，那鼻子看完以后，我们再说嘴吧。我觉得嘴呢，这个大家也要注意，因为嘴我们大家都知道是 mouth, 但是基本上说到英语里，你形容一个人的嘴型什么的时候，我们不会用 mouth 这个词，对吧？
Right, because when we think mouth, we're kind of thinking inside the mouth.
口腔。
But when we're...You know, describing somebody's facial features, we're really describing their lips.
就是嘴唇 lips, 对不对
lips.、
所以比如像 Angelina Jolie, 她的那个嘴唇就中文有些人还叫她大嘴。但你英语不可以说一个人 big mouth, 因为 big mouth 是说 they like to gossip a lot.
Right.
所以这个时候的形容就是
When I think Angelina Jolie, I think, you know, full, thick
lips.
Well, I was even going to say there's another word here, luscious.
Luscious lips.、Yeah. Luscious 就是很对很饱满很诱人的对不对、
Right.
好那所以既然有了 full, 有了 thick, 嘴唇很薄的可以说 thin lips.
Thin lips, yeah.
OK, 好那总之你就不要说什么 big mouth, small mouth 就行了。就比如说一个人嘴很小比较 proper, 比较恰当的说法就是 they've got thin lips, 对吧、
mm, Right.
好，那我们今天讲了五官的种种，希望今天的节目对你来说很实用，而且我也觉得特别有意思啊。那大家可以到我们的微信公众号去具体看今天的文字配上图。那开言英语呢，除了我们的双语脱口秀节目，还有我们专门为我们付费会员准备的全英语的课程，你会更加系统性的学到各种各样的英语，不管是职场的、日常生活的、美国文化的，我们每天都有新课，而且学习一年呢只要629。大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先免费试用，之后也可以在我们的公众号点击微信特惠来享受这个629非常优惠的价格。希望大家喜欢今天的节目。 What kind of facial features do you have? What is the shape of your face?
Right.
对，你是 diamond shape, heart shape, square shape, oval shape, 你是单眼皮还是双眼皮，都可以到今天的留言里面来告诉我们。 And we'll see you next time, 再见。
Bye guys.